views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show, where we focus on helping you realign with your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and today I am really excited to share a very special guest with you. Her name is Susan Berland, and she is going to talk with us about how you can let go of any negativity should your child come out as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer, and help us to take this an even more important step further into how we can celebrate being the mom of an LGBTQ child. Now, I suspect that some of you might be thinking, I don't need to know this. It's not part of my world, and I don't think it ever will be. So I would like to open by saying that a year ago, I didn't think it applied to me either, at least not in the way that things ended up going. Last May, my youngest, who was 19 at the time, came out as transgender, which is why if you've been listening to my show and if you've read my book, Break Free of Parenting Pressures, where my kids are actually the star of every chapter, you might be wondering and a little confused about my family dynamics because I now have two sons. I've learned an awful lot in this last year. And Susan is one of the people that I met as a result of this shift in my life. I truly think having supports like her is a really important part of being able to realign in a healthy way. So I'm going to ask that you keep an open mind and allow this to be a discussion that maybe feeds your curiosity. It helps you to be more self-aware. It might not apply to you and your family at any point, but it probably will touch your life in some way, whether it be supporting a friend, whether it be talking to a neighbor, whether it be your sister or your brother or somebody coming to you. So let's use this information to help us be the vibrant, powerful women that we truly want to be. So let me share Susan's bio with you, and then we can jump right in to all the good stuff. Parenting coach Susan Berland is fiercely committed to guiding parents of LGBTQ youth back to a loving, accepting relationship when they're struggling to accept their child or even grappling with their reaction to their child's coming out. Susan guides parents and their kids to communicate effectively, trust one another, and accept one another where and as they are. She helps parents overcome the guilt, fear, or shame they may experience when they discover that they have an LGBTQ child. Welcome, Susan, to the VPM community. How many little letters can we throw in there? To the VPM community. I'm so thrilled to have you here with us.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me, Debbie.
Oh, no problem. I would love to just dive right in to the question that I am sure is on the mind of many of our listeners. What brought you to this work and why are you so passionate about it?
Well, as people might suspect, I'm the mother of a gay son. My son came out 28 years ago. It was 1989, January. And at the time that he came out, I strongly suspected he was gay, but I had kind of pushed it away because I didn't really want him to be gay. And I pushed that thought away too, because I thought that it was wrong to think that. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, I had come to a place in my life where I was pretty liberal. I had gay and lesbian friends, and I supported them. I supported their rights. But when my son told me that he was gay, even though I knew that's what he was going to say, it really sent me into a tailspin, a lot of which was around shame at my own reaction. I wasn't ashamed of him, but I was ashamed of the way I was feeling and how I was reacting. And over the years, I've seen and met way too many people in the LGBTQ community who have been rejected by their parents. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I thought, I want to help these people. I really want to help these people. And at some point, I realized that they weren't the ones that needed help. It was their parents that needed help. And because I've been in that situation, I was in a unique position to provide support and guidance to these parents who might still be reeling from finding out that their child is gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender.
Yes. So very true. And, you know, I think one of the big things is that our normal support system can often fall down in a situation like this. You know, you might go and talk to your minister or your priest or your mother or, you know, whoever. And in a normal situation, you could do that. But in a case like this, often it is not a place that you feel you can go, especially at the beginning when you're feeling so vulnerable.
That's really true. And then if you have a child who said, don't tell anybody,
yes,
then you're really, you know, like my son said, don't tell anybody. You know, he said I could tell my husband and that was it.
Oh my God.
I think I ignored him because I have friends, you know, we had moved away from where he grew up to a different community and we hadn't been here very long. But I still have really close friends back at home where I grew up and where he grew up. And I found a few of those that I felt I could trust and I knew wouldn't see him or wouldn't say anything to him because I couldn't not get some kind of support. But not everybody's in that situation.
Oh, but isn't that the truth? It's like, I'm gonna drop this little bomb on you and I'm going to tell you don't share it with anyone. So I want to talk more about that, about the parents' reaction and what are some common reactions. But before we do, I'm wondering if maybe we need to take a step back. I know for myself, when I first became involved in this community, even though my son had kind of been grooming me and sharing, you know, little hints that gender isn't just about, you know, women and men, I still found that I got really befuddled with all the letters, right? You got this, sometimes it's LGBTQ, uh-huh. Sometimes there's an I, sometimes there's, you know, people drop letters and it's kind of confusing and even understanding what the different letters mean. Now, I know we don't have a ton of time to go into all the details. People can look that part up, but maybe you could just give us a little bit of clarity. What do those letters stand for so they know what we're talking about?
Well, we've already kind of said lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer. And I'll just say queer can be used both in terms of sexual orientation and gender identity. They can be used both ways.
Right.
Then there's intersex, and there's, so sometimes you see an I, sometimes you see an A for asexual. There are other letters that, you know, most people these days just write LGBTQ+.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, some people, yeah. So, yeah, it can get really confusing. And that the whole issue, the whole queer thing is really confusing for people.
Yes, it is. And even for myself, when I first heard it, I thought, well, if LGB is really sexual orientation, and T is about your gender, about who you are as a person, why are they putting them together? And then my son was the one who said to me, Mom, we need whatever support we can get. And that community is willing to support us. They're willing to accept us as we are. And so it was very eye-opening for me when I heard that. And it made me have to stop, though, because, you know, you get into pronouns and everything else. It gets very, very confusing. So,
Well, thank you for sharing that, because it's a question I've had too. You know, the T, and a lot of people, because they're put together, don't get that being transgender is so different from being lesbian, gay, or bisexual. And they'll ask questions like, well, is that person gay? And they may be, and they may not be, but it gets really confusing until you really start to understand that sexual orientation is totally different than gender identity.
Yes. And that is a tough one for a lot of people. I have definitely had people who said, you know, why can't they just be a lesbian? And it's like, well, this has nothing to do with sexual orientation. And so It is, it's very interesting. So let's move along, because I have a feeling we could really dig into this. 2 hours later, we'll finally be stopping. So when my son when he came out, he was really brilliant about it in my mind. Now, I am a little biased, okay? But my first reaction was totally fear. And then because of my training, I mean, I'm a parent educator and a social worker, and, you know, so I've been trained in this. So I right away started thinking, what's this fear about? But my son, the brilliant thing that he did is he actually handed me an envelope. And I asked him, well, what's this? And he goes, just read it. And he walked out of the room. And so I knew something big was going down, because that wasn't normal protocol in our family. And so I pulled out this paper, and in there was a letter telling me that he was a trans boy, explaining what he could about it. And then attached to it was this pamphlet. It was like a printed off PDF. And it had all this information about what does it mean when your child says they're transgender? Where can you get support? How might you feel? And it had a lot of information in there. So I thought that was pretty brilliant on his side. And when I took that with my own training, then I was able to sit down and go, okay, so what am I feeling and why am I feeling this? And instead of reacting from that place of fear, I was able to kind of sort through some of the feelings, which I just shared in a podcast not too long ago, you know, that it really wasn't fear. It was fear for my son, but it calmed me down. Now, I know I'm a bit of an anomaly in that way. So I'm wondering if maybe you could share some of the common reactions parents have when their child comes out.
Well, fear is certainly one of them. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. There's a lot of guilt parents feel. Sometimes I think because of what they've heard at church or what they've read or whatever, that it's their fault, that they could have done something differently. And then there's a whole society that says you were too attached to him, or you let him play with dolls, or whatever. You know, they make parents feel like it's their fault. So there's guilt. There's shame. And like me, you know, for me, the shame was around the other feelings. For some people, there's shame, you know, and the shame comes with the guilt. If it's my fault, you know, then I, you know, that, you know, logically leads to shame. The fear that, and I think those are true for whatever letter your child falls under. Mm-hmm. The parents whose child comes out as LGB, you know, they have fear of their child, you know, will they find love, and will they be happy? Will they be discriminated against? Will they be hurt? And the parents of transgender kids have all of those fears, and then they have a lot of other fears. There's all kinds of medical interventions that could or could not be, you know, used. They have fear about those. What's that going to mean? They fear for their child's fertility. You know, if my transgender boy goes on hormones, then there, you know, maybe we should harvest eggs first. Or if my transgender girl is going to start hormones, maybe we should save some sperm. You know, so they get that thing, and sometimes their child's not ready to deal with that. Depends on the age. Right. But, you know, the long-term effects of cross hormones, we don't yet know what those are. So there's fears about that. There's fears about surgeries. There's, you know, again, a lot of fears around violence, because we hear a lot about that towards the transgender community. So, absolutely. You know, those are all pretty common reactions.
For sure. And so I want to ask you a bit about a positive reaction, but before we go there, you touched there on religion. And I think that that can be a really big thing for a lot of people. So parent react? I mean, when they love their child, they want to support their child, and they're suddenly faced with this major conflict because of their religious beliefs. What do they do?
Well, they do different things. I mean, there are some parents, and you actually said the ones who love their child. So I won't go to the ones who kick their kids out, because that does happen. We know that happens.
Absolutely.
But the ones who love their child, sometimes with all of the best intention, tries to convince them to change, because they do, you know, they've been taught in church that it's a choice. They've been taught that God can save them. And so they give them all the love they have, but at the same time, they're telling them how they're, you know, they're going to die and they're going to go to hell and they're living in sin and all those other things. They do it out of love. And I think it's one of the things I've had to learn since I started doing this work, because I had a lot of judgment about those parents. But if they can find support, and there's some great support out there, if they start to do some research on the history of what is in the Bible and the verses that are used to, make them feel badly about having an LGBTQ kid, they can change their heart. And I've heard so many, particularly Christian, because those are mostly the parents I know, pray. They talk about how they prayed for God to change their child's heart. And this always gives me chills. Yeah. And God changed their heart.
Right.
And I think if parents can just pray for God to show them the way, whatever that means for them, that will happen. And, you know, they do come to believe that their child was born that way. Many of them, when they look back on their child's life, see that their child was born that way. And then they start to question, well, if God made him this way, how could it be wrong? God doesn't do that.
Right.
So it's a process, but they have to be willing to really start looking and to start examining their beliefs and what they've been taught.
Mm, absolutely. And I love what you just said there, because it is about going back to our beliefs. And I talk about that a fair amount on this show, because our beliefs are such a critical part of the world that we create, right? And yet those beliefs are something that often we've inherited, whether it be from our family, from our church, from our community, but we've inherited them and we don't think to question them. So it's tough enough without having that feeling that, you know, there's something really seriously wrong with your child. And I mean, the difference there is conditional versus unconditional love. But that's put out there like unconditional love is the norm. And the truth is that the norm in our society is often much more conditional. And we don't even really recognize.
Yes.
Oh, it's very moving, to me. So what if a parent suspects that their child is LGBT or Q or whatever? Should they ask them, or what do they do?
There's a, you know, difference of opinion on this, and some people feel they should. I'm of the opinion that they should not, because until a child's ready to come out, if you ask them, you may be forcing them to lie, which we don't really want to do.
Right.
So what I suggest to parents is, rather than ask, if you suspect, just let them know in casual ways that you're supportive, and that can be done by talking about things that are on the news, like, you know, let's say you suspect your child might be transgender. You go talk about the Gavin Grimm case that was supposed to come before the Supreme Court. It's been sent back to the lower courts, and that's the whole bathroom issue. Mm-hmm. You can talk about something you read about any kind of gay rights and talk about what you feel about that in a supportive way. If you have gay and lesbian friends, make sure your kids know them. You know, so provide them with some, you know, positive role models.
Right.
And just, you know, it's not like you're going to say, you know, hey, Jenny, you know, I just want you to know that I totally support gay rights. I mean, you know, that's kind of convoluted. But if you can bring it up in conversation, talking about other things or a book you just read or whatever, you know, kids may roll their eyes, but they hear what you're saying.
Absolutely. And what you're doing is creating a safe environment to talk. And even if they're not,
right.
You know, if they're not thinking, they don't even know yet, it provides them with an opportunity to say, well, you know what, this is something I have been thinking about, or not. They might not be ready to go there at all, but it makes it safe. And that's the thing. That's the thing with drugs. That's the thing with sex. That's the thing with everything. When we can create that safe environment for them to be able to talk to us without being ostracized. So,
yeah. And I think too, you know, for some parents, you have to know your own child. I've heard of parents who have said to their son or daughter, you know, I don't know if you're gay or not, but I just want you to know that if you are, it doesn't make any difference to me. I love you no matter what. I'm fine if you decide to be with a man, if you decide to be with a woman, or whatever, you know, whatever it is you want to say. Some parents do that and it's perfectly fine. You have to know your kid. Yeah.
Well, and it has to be something that you would say and that you truly do believe. Because if you are making comments all the time that are slights against gay people and such, that's what your child's going to zoom in on. So, Oh gosh, I hate to keep us moving along because this is so wonderful. But I do want to ask you a question, and in a way of maybe this will wrap up our questions, but could you give us an example of a really positive way that a parent could respond, you know, if their child was to come out to them? Just a nice way they might do that?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I think the most important thing to say to a child when they come out is, I love you. Mm. And you mentioned this just a minute ago, not to lie. So if you are having a hard time, if you say to a child, I love you, I don't care, it's fine, but it isn't, they're going to know that. Our children are very perceptive. But it's fine to say to your child, I love you. I will never stop loving you. There's nothing you can do that would make me stop loving you. I need some time to adjust to this new information. I've had some expectations. I know that's on me, but I just need some time. It doesn't have anything to do with you. Just, you know, I'm going to do some research and I'm going to do some processing and, you know, but no matter what, I love you and I'm going to be fine with this. I just need a little bit of time.
Nice. Yeah. I love that because it's funny how we make things all about us. We have to, right? That's the only perspective we have, really, is our own. But sometimes we try to pretend like it's not about us. And so, you know, we'll say, oh, that's fine. You know, whatever, that's great. You know, your aunt on your dad's side is a lesbian, so you're good. But really inside, you're absolutely panicking. And you're right. Through that. So I love that honesty of just sort of saying, you know, I love you and I'm going to be there for you. I don't know how yet. I might need some time to really take this in and think about it, but I do love you. And that's what matters in the end. So I know for my son, I texted him to say, okay, I've had some time. And it was only about 15 minutes after he had given me the material. But I'm a quick processor. So he comes down and I gave him a hug. And I said, honey, I'm so proud of you for being able to share this with me. I don't know yet what I'm feeling. I know I felt some fear, but it's more a fear of what you're going to go through. And so I went through this whole little thing and he says to me, Mom, I gave you 10 minutes and you already wrote a speech. I had to laugh. I am a speaker. Can you tell? But it did open the door to communicating, and that's really what we needed. So you know what? In line with that, I know that on your website, you have some really great information for parents that they can use if we have kind of got them thinking. And so I would love to wrap things up by having you give your website. If you have your gift, your 10 things to do when your son or daughter comes out, if you want to talk at all about that. And then if you have a little final gem, I have a little bit more that I want to say, but I'd love to give you the floor before I do that.
Okay. And my website is SusanHopeBurland.com. And yes, Hope is actually my middle name. Is that like perfect?
It is. So
it's S-U-S-A-N. H-O-P-E, B as in boy, E-R-L, ANNancyDSanddavid.com. And my 10 things to do when your son or daughter comes out is right at the top of the page. So there's a link there you can click on to sign up for that. I just want to mention, because people can find out about that by going to the website, but I also have a private Facebook group for parents of LGBTQ kids. Mm-hmm. And you can find it on Facebook. It's Parents of LGBTQ Kids Support. If you decide you want to join, please send me a private message and tell me who you are and a little bit of your story, because I'm very selective about who I let into the group. I want this group to be safe for parents. And if somebody asks to join, I send them a private message and ask them to share their story. If they don't respond, they don't get accepted. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to have people that need the support. It's an extremely loving, supportive group. It just amazes me every time I go onto that page and I see the comments that the parents are making in support of one another. So that's available.
Yeah, and I'm in that group. I love it. I think that it is exactly what you said. It's loving, it's supportive, and I love how authentic. You can just tell by reading people's stories. You know, they'll say, I'm new here, is usually how it starts, right? And then they'll give their story, and you know that they haven't had other people that they can really talk to, or they've tried to talk to other people, and it didn't go so well. And mm-hmm. So I love that about it. Yeah, very much. Okay, so you have the 10 things to do when your son or daughter comes out, that they can get off your website. The website will also be on my blog, and it will be on the Transformation Talk Radio site, as will the link directly to that 10 things. So those pieces will be there. Your Facebook page will also be listed on my blog. And so do you have a final tip you'd like to share?
The final tip I'd like to share is when your child tells you they're gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, the first thing you can do is to remember the love you felt for that child the first time you held them, or whenever it was that you felt that overwhelming surge of love. Connect to that before you respond.
Nice. Yes. Oh, that is so beautiful. You know, Susan, I so appreciate all that you've shared with us here today. And as the mother of a trans man, I would really like to thank you for the very important service that you provide, because it is true that in situations like this, your normal safety net might not feel really safe. And I think that we really need somebody that we can talk to, somebody that is educated, that understands some of the pieces, that can answer questions. And I just love that you provide that option for people. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being there for us and for sharing and for doing what you do, because I really think it's important.
Sorry. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for what you do, too.
Oh, well, no problem. I love it. They let me talk, and I like to do that. I write speeches. All right. Well, thank you, Susan. Thank you to our listeners. And thank you to the listeners for being open-minded. And please feel free to share this with other people to let them know about it, because this is a topic that is becoming more commonplace, but there's still a lot of confusion. There's a lot of stereotyping, a lot of things that aren't supporting people the way it really needs to. So please feel free to share it with others. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Susan Berland, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Create a list outlining the qualities you see as necessary for a powerful you. Using 3 different colors, highlight the areas in which you are already strong, those you are working on but would like to improve, and those you do not yet practice. Put this list somewhere that you can easily see it on a regular basis. And don't be afraid to add and subtract from your list as you refine your picture. Sit back and enjoy the difference simple awareness can make.